Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, hearing from Joe Biden's pick to be Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. Back with Mr. Vilsack in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HighBid.com. HighBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HighBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. See what everyone's talking about.
It's not his first rodeo, so Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who served as the Obama administration's Secretary of Ag and expected to serve Joe Biden in that same role once confirmed by the U.S. Senate, is very articulate on a lot of different subjects when it comes to agriculture today, including livestock issues. In fact, one of the four pillars that he talked about, calling them what ifs, referring back to comments from days gone by from Robert Kennedy, one of those what ifs had to do with livestock markets.
We are in a why not moment in terms of the openness and competitiveness of our markets. The reality is we lack openness, fairness and competitiveness and resiliency, as the COVID-19 crisis has shown in many of our agricultural markets. I think we can strengthen the rules and laws designed to promote openness and fairness. I think we can support more marketing and processing opportunities and facilities throughout the country that will help to create jobs, greater resilience, and more competitiveness in our food system.
This from the Senate Agriculture Committee confirmation hearing for Mr. Vilsack. One of the senators that questioned Mr. Vilsack, John Thune from South Dakota, asking him about what the future may hold for country of origin labeling. Tom Vilsack dealt with country of origin labeling in his first go-round. He indicated to Senator Thune he's open to a cool 2.0.
Happy to work with you and your staff on anything that would allow us to advance a country of origin labeling. As you know, we tried. WTO basically suggested that we hadn't succeeded. If there's a way to get it to be WTO compliant, I would be more than happy to work with you and look forward to that.
Secretary Vilsack also addressed the need to continue building on the vaccine bank that was established during the 2018 farm law.
I think it's fair to say there's a recognition that animal health and human health are connected. And we have to understand this is a one health system. And we need to make sure that we are in a position to first and foremost be able to detect more quickly at the farm gate when there's a problem so we can respond more quickly. We need to make sure that we have in place appropriate quarantine efforts. We have to make sure that we have in place the ability to identify the problem as quickly as possible. And to your point, there needs to be the capacity to produce the vaccine and or store the vaccine to be able to respond quickly. Because the reality is, if we don't respond quickly, there is not just the risk to animals and to the markets, but there's also risk to people. And I think we have to understand the interconnection between the two.
Coming back around to his opening statement, where he mentioned the need to address fair and open markets, a couple of senators asked him about that. And one of them, Senator John Hoeven from North Dakota.
We've got to do more for our livestock producers. We've got to get them more transparency and pricing in the market. We've got incredible concentration on the processor side. We've got to find ways to address it.
Look, there's no question. We need to strengthen the laws that are designed to create more openness and more transparency and more price discovery. No question about that. But that's not enough. I think we need alternative processing opportunities. Why? Not just from the competitive standpoint, but also from a resilience standpoint. We found that when one or two processing facilities shut down during COVID, that it created havoc in the market. We can't have that. We have to have a more resilient food system, and that, in my view, requires us to look at ways in which we can incent and encourage more processing facilities.
Later in the hearing, he went a little deeper into this concept of resiliency of our cattle markets, as well as trying to give a dose of confidence to producers about the marketplace.
so that we're not overly reliant on a small number of processors. I think we saw the penalty of that, if you will, during COVID. It's not the last time we're going to have COVID-type situations and major disruptions. We need to make sure we are prepared to make the system more resilient, and that means having more capacity. I would also look to work closely with the Department of Justice to determine whether or not they see reasons for additional action on their behalf. We'll certainly work collaboratively with them. I suggested the opportunity for the recreation of the task force that was established some time ago, potentially expanding the membership of that task force in a way that would give us the best opportunity to evaluate. These are not easy cases. They're not easy issues to resolve, but I think there are a multitude of steps we can take to help producers have greater confidence in the market.
His confirmation hearing was on Groundhog Day, and making reference to the movie of the same name, I mentioned that here he is, back again. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd Annual All-Breed Bull Sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.